So hi, I have Alan Patton online, and good afternoon, Alan.
Hi, how are you doing, Tony?
Fine. So can you tell the listeners something about yourself as a politician and as a farmer?
Okay. My name's Alan Patton. I'm the regional district director for the regional district Okanagan-Similkameen in rural Oliver, and that's Area C. So rural Oliver is in the South Okanagan, where there's a lot of intensive agriculture going on, and we grow mostly tree fruits and vines for grapes, for wine, and vegetables. So and I'm also a tree fruit grower. I grow apples on my small 6-acre farm, and. And I'm also a regional district director, so I'm very concerned about agricultural issues, and also very concerned about this GMO or genetically engineered issue that is potentially coming to our valley with the Arctic apple. So we've got quite a bit of work to do on that area. The local farm association, which I used to be on the executive of, have asked local governments to support their denial of the Arctic apple being registered as a GE crop in our area or in BC. And so I took that motion to the regional district Okanagan-Similkameen and got that passed there, where we recommended to deny by the Health Canada CFIA, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, and then I took that motion to the Union of BC Municipalities in Vancouver and got that motion passed almost unanimously. So that was 2 years ago. I also took that motion to FCM, but the FCM executive. Now, FCM is the Federation of Canadian Municipalities, which is the annual general meeting of all the municipalities across Canada. And I tried to get that motion on the floor, but the executive declined giving it an A or B category, so I brought it up at the plenary anyway, and it takes two-thirds votes to even get it on the floor. They didn't have the motion on the screen. Nobody knew what I was talking about, so those kind of things are next to impossible to get on the board. Even so, there was almost 50% of the people in that room said they wanted to hear the motion, so I have another motion that was just passed at our regional district a couple of meetings ago in December, where we're sending this motion to the FCM reflecting the previous motion that I had on the tree fruits and the previous motion that that went into the UBCM last year. It wasn't from our jurisdiction. The township of Machosen, or the I guess it could be the village of Machosen. They had a motion to declare BC a GE-free zone for all plants and animals. So that passed at the UBCM, but there was no adjoining motion, no adjoining further be it resolved that it go to FCM. So that meant that motion doesn't necessarily go to the FCM. I needed a motion to go to the FCM this year, so that's why I got our regional district to pass that FCM motion. So I'll stop there, Tony. You can ask questions if you think that's quite a...
Okay, so do you have the... I don't know whether it's practical to ask you to read me the wordings of the motion you're trying to bring, but even if you don't want to read me line by line, but roughly can you tell me what that motion says?
I can, see, I just got notice. No, we just sent to the FCM a resolution for consideration at the 2014 annual general meeting at the end of May, beginning of June in Ontario. And that's held in St. Catharines, which is a farming community which is very similar to ours here in the Okanagan. They grow lots of great tree fruit, that kind of thing. So what I'll do is I'll just give you the therefore be it resolved as opposed to all the whereas. Is that okay, Tony?
Sure.
Okay, so I'll just quickly review the whereases deal with the issues that I brought up in terms of the tree fruit industry. There's another one dealing with organic producers, the Similkameen Valley here, which is right next to ours. It's in our regional district. Probably the Similkameen Valley is the single largest geographical area that contains the most organic farms in probably in Canada. It's very concentrated in an area of many organic. We have organic farms also in the Okanagan, but for concentration, they've got a lot in the Similkameen. So they are very much in support of this kind of motion. There's also a whereas dealing with the increased skepticism on the purported benefits of GE food and animal feed crops by the public in terms of, less pesticide use, which isn't true, kind of feed the world, which is nonsense. It's those kind of things. So there's issues there. And then also there's the other whereas that deals with the history of what I explained before in terms of the resolutions dealing with the GMOs to Union of BC Municipality meeting in 2013 and in 2012, and also at FCM in 2012. So those are the whereases. The be it resolved says that the Federation of Canadian Municipalities recommend to the Government of Canada that a moratorium be placed on all present and future food and animal feed genetically engineered registration applications, subject to a nonpartisan review be undertaken by Parliament to assess all aspects of GE crops now in existence, and a public and consumer input and consultation process be developed and undertaken across Canada with recommendations presented to Parliament for consideration. So that's a motion that we'll be sending to FCM. The executive still has to look at it and determine whether they will allow it as one of the motions to be considered at FCM. It's not easy getting motions approved by the executive at FCMs because they only deal with less than 10, whereas UBCM deals with over 100 resolutions, so you can basically deal with anything you want there. And they don't like things that are really controversial. That's why it's toned down to be a moratorium subject to, right?
I see.
This is more acceptable, I think, for the executive to go with. And I want something in front of the FCM that people can consider. So I'm hoping this will work. Now there's next steps to get there, though.
Okay, so I understand that it is going to be a struggle to ensure that this motion, as you call it, is considered worthy to be tabled. And in that respect, my question to you would be, first one would be, what do you suggest the ordinary people who will be listening in on to this talk of yours, what would you suggest that such concerned people do in different corners of Canada to help it along so that this this motion does get tabled. Is there any suggestion you have for them, for the listeners?
Okay, that's a good question. Now, I learned something from that previous motion that didn't get on the board, and that is we should be somehow lobbying our representatives to get it on the floor of the FCM. The best way that I see that happening is that the groups or people or individuals find out who their local government representatives are that are concerned and agree with the motions that have been put in front of the UBCM in local government. So, for instance, somebody in Vancouver should find a local government councillor or mayor is even better, or regional district director who will know who is on the executive, who represents those local politicians on the FCM executive. In my area, for instance, I'm dealing with John Dooley, who's the mayor of Nelson, and he's in favor of taking this GMO motion to FCM, and he's on the FCM executive. Because I'm already a local government person, I just deal with him directly. What I think the public needs to do is find people on council or mayors or in local government who can find their local government representative on the executive of the FCM and get them to lobby on behalf of putting this motion on the floor at the next FCM AGM. So it's kind of convoluted. You need to lobby your local government representative to lobby the executive representative on the FCM executive so it can get on the floor. And really, that applies to everywhere across Canada. If we could find groups of people that are in favor of this motion or in favor of considering a motion similar to this at FCM, to lobby their local government representatives to get their executive to get it on the floor. That's what's needed.
So that ends my talk with Alan Paton, although I did speak for some more time with him to discuss the possibility of getting Dr. Thierry Vrain to address the FCM on the subject of GMOs. And he thinks it's an excellent idea. He's actually writing a letter to the FCM about it. But that is only going to happen as a pleasant addition, maybe, only after the motion is going to be tabled. So if it is not going to be tabled, they will not encourage anyone to come there and speak with the FCM. If it is going to be tabled, then Thierry Vrain coming would be an excellent addition. However, Alan Paton also thinks that if it couldn't be done this year, it should possibly be a very good idea to do next year, because there is also this Stephen Harper factor. As long as he has the majority, it is unlikely that he will do anything, whether FCM passes this motion or not. The government is unlikely to act at all as long as Harper is there. So, if in the next general election Harper is replaced by somebody else, it's a whole new ballgame, and maybe even next year it might be a very good idea to get Thierry Vrain to address the assembly. So that's all from me now, and I intend to take Alan's advice and contact my own municipal council to find out what they did in the UBCM. Who is in favor of such a motion, and then ask him to lobby whoever is the executive to see that this GMO-free motion gets tabled at the next FCM. I hope you like the podcast, and we shall be in touch for more details. I shall be glad to hear your feedback and comments. You can always send a comment back at to me at tony.mitra@gmail.com. And you can find this podcast at www.tonu.org or also directly in iTunes by subscribing to the podcast under the name of Tony Mitra. So see you next time, and ciao.